Today, we are going to explore our study abroad stories, experiences that we want to share digitally with the world. I'm Emily Fast.
I'm Allie Yee.
And I'm Kerrigan Bain, three students from Elon University.
For 5 months, I studied abroad in Dublin, Ireland, where I attended classes and lectures at Trinity College. My story revolves around the power of intuition and why it is so important to tap into. I've always considered myself to have street smarts, but I can confidently say that my trip to Brussels, Belgium was an educational journey.
Emily, why did you decide to travel to Belgium for your first excursion outside of Ireland?
I would say it was a combination of things. My friend and I were definitely drawn in by the low airfare, the cheap accommodation, and while abroad, I wanted to practice spontaneity, something that I will never be associated with after this trip. After our first trip out of Ireland, my friends and I didn't have the time to thoroughly plan out every aspect. But so several weeks later, we headed to Dublin Airport and flew to Brussels, or so we thought. And due to our lack of research, we realized upon landing that we had flown into the budget airport, exactly 1 hour away from the outskirts of Brussels. Not only were we confused about where we were, but it was the middle of the night, the airport was under construction, and it was starting to rain. We naturally just followed the direction of human traffic and ended up at a makeshift taxi stand. At this point, three Italian men offered us a ride in their van at a discounted rate.
That sounds so sketchy, Emily.
You'd be correct. As a listener, you're probably hoping that we did not get into the van, asking yourself, I'm sure these girls were smart enough to realize that this is how Taken begins. Not only did we get into the van, but none of the men spoke fluent English, and they just promised to take us to the city center. The moment I sat into that car, I knew I had made an elementary mistake. As the other passengers fell asleep to the rhythm of the car, my eyes were permanently flung open. Halfway through our car journey, I received a text from some fellow students who decided to spend the weekend in Wales. Shortly into their trip, they were all robbed and realized that individuals had been monitoring them since their arrival in the region. As I read this text message in the back of a dimly lit van, my heartbeat accelerated. As my anxiety increased, the car only seemed to go slower. At some point, we reached a train station in Brussels, and I physically jumped out of that car.
So, what is one of the biggest takeaways that you had from your abroad experience?
So, as I called a taxi, I reached an ultimatum. I would never trade my safety and mental well-being in order to save a few extra euro. Although I carried this mindset through the rest of my time abroad, several of my friends continued to make questionable decisions. Overall, I would say that this experience rattled me, but it also made me realize that many outcomes are in my control. It just depends on my decisions.
So how do you think you altered your trip planning methods for the rest of your trip throughout the semester?
I would say that for the rest of the semester, we definitely decided to do more research. One thing we definitely looked into was the distance between airports and hotels, general safety tips for a specific region of Europe, and we also looked into safe areas for each city.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Emily. It was very interesting to hear. This is one story of our three-part series, Study Abroad Stories. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.